We'd like to think America is the land of equal opportunity, but that depends on exactly where in America you live. It's often said that you can predict the futures of many kids by finding out the zip code where they grew up. An online data tool being made public today lets you see for yourself the link between where you are and the American dream. Here's NPR's John Itzty.
Economist Raj Chetty has been worried about the fading American dream for years. He's crunched the numbers, and they're troubling. If you were born in the 1940s or 50s, he says, you were virtually guaranteed to achieve the American dream of earning more than your parents did. But
you see that for kids turning 30 today who were born in the mid-1980s, only 50% of them go on to earn more than their parents did. That is, it's a coin flip as to whether you are now going to achieve the American dream.
Chetty and his colleagues at Opportunity Insights, a research and policy institute located at Harvard, want to improve those odds. So they've partnered with the U.S. Census Bureau to develop an online program. It works a lot like a Google map. You can see the whole country, or you can zoom in to local neighborhoods. And you can click on a neighborhood and get an immense amount of data from incomes and racial makeup to marriage figures.
We are able to pinpoint, you know, what are the places where we're seeing lots of kids climbing the income ladder? What are the places where the outcomes don't look as good? And we've put this all out in the form of a publicly available interactive tool called the Opportunity Atlas that we hope citizens, local policymakers, nonprofits, people working on these issues can use to make better decisions.
Chetty found that moving out of a neighborhood with poor upward mobility to a better one increases lifetime earnings for low-income kids by an average of $200,000. Of course, moving a lot of people is impractical, so the focus is on helping low-performing areas improve. Charlotte, North Carolina has gotten a head start on this effort. Back in 2014, Chetty and his colleagues found Charlotte was dead last out of 50 cities at providing upward mobility for low-income kids. That shocked many residents.
If you know anything about Charlotte, Charlotte wants to be number one.
Ophelia Garman-Brown, a prominent Charlotte physician, says that ranking ran counter to Charlotte's image of itself as a thriving banking center with an expanding high-tech sector and a city that's been a leader in job creation and wage growth over the past two decades.
I wasn't surprised that we had done poorly. I've been a physician for a lot of years, work with people who live in poverty, so I saw it.
What she saw was a segregated city, where low-income Black residents especially faced little chance of moving up the economic ladder. Garman Brown joined an effort by the Foundation for the Carolinas to address the problem. The group identified early childhood development, college and career readiness, family stability, and strong social networks as key factors that enhance upward mobility. It singled out segregation as a key obstacle. And now Charlotte officials are learning to use the Opportunity Atlas to effectively target some remedies, things like pre-K programs and affordable housing.
Great. So what I have up here right now is just kind of a pure map of median income in Charlotte. So
Alana Williams from the Chetty team is demonstrating the Opportunity Atlas for a group that includes local officials. She zooms into Charlotte and clicks on neighborhoods. If the area is reddish-brown, it signals low levels of upward mobility. If it's green or blue, it has higher opportunity.
So this is the outcomes for children who grew up in different tracks in Charlotte.
Frank Barnes is the chief equity officer for Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. He says the tool has already exceeded his expectations.
I think the key thing that has happened is that the Foundation for the Carolinas have brought a lot of partners to the table to think about how to act on these data. And I think that's the power. It's in the community collaboration and the community partnership.
Charlotte's effort to improve upward mobility is already taking shape at Sedgefield Middle School. It's located in a majority white neighborhood, not far from downtown Charlotte. But assistant principal Eric Tornfelt says the school's students are mostly Black and Hispanic.
So we got 48.9% are Hispanic, 44.5% are African American, 4% are white.
It's not unusual for a public school in Charlotte to have a student body that's largely minority. That's because many white students attend private schools or public schools outside their neighborhoods. That segregation hinders upward mobility. James E. Ford, a former North Carolina Teacher of the Year, is working with Sedgefield's administration to make the school more racially balanced. Ford, now an education consultant, says two local elementary schools have already merged for that reason.
Eventually, something similar is going to happen here. The demographics here are going to shift quite a bit. It's majority black and brown now, but in the coming years, it'll change. It'll start to look more like the neighborhood.
But there's another challenge here, beyond segregation. It's the lack of social networks minority children need to succeed. The Sedgefield neighborhood is more affluent than a nearby majority black neighborhood called Southside Park. But the Opportunity Atlas shows African American boys growing up in Sedgefield in the 1980s and 90s are now doing worse than their counterparts from Southside Park. Ford says that might surprise some people.
We may assume because the area is affluent, like that's a high opportunity area, when the truth is that may not be a high opportunity area according to all the metrics that we're looking at.
In this case, it may be that the majority black neighborhood of Southside Park offers young black men the social networks, friends, extended family, churches that help them get ahead. Those kinds of networks might not be accessible to them in a majority white neighborhood. Ford says the Opportunity Atlas should help reduce misconceptions about economic mobility.
So this permits us to start making really smart and really intentional decisions. So that 20, 30 years down the line, we can look and say, yeah, that was the right call.
Charlotte is already taking significant steps in that direction. Mecklenburg County, which encompasses Charlotte, has committed to providing pre-K for all children. The city of Charlotte has a $50 million bond issue for affordable housing on the November ballot. Raj Chetty says he hopes the Opportunity Atlas will help communities across the country revive the American dream in their local neighborhoods. John Itzde, NPR News, Charlotte, North Carolina.
You can find the Opportunity Atlas at opportunityatlas.org.